Chapter 46. Belle bends down. Nebo stoops over. Their idols are loaded on animals, on beasts of burden, like baggage that burdens the weary animals. They stoop and bend down together. They cannot rescue the loads, and they themselves go into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all you who remain of the house of Israel, you whom I have supported from birth and carried from the womb. Until you grow old, I will be the same. Until your hair is gray, I will keep bearing you. As I have done, I will carry you and bear you and rescue you. To whom will you liken me, or make me equal, or compare me, so that we should resemble each other? There are those who lavish gold from their purse. They weigh out the silver on the scale. They hire a metal worker, and he makes it into a god. Then they prostrate themselves. Yes, they worship it. They lift it to their shoulders. They carry it and put it in its place, and it just stands there. It does not move from its place. They cry out to it, but it does not answer. It cannot rescue anyone from distress. Remember this and take courage. Take it to heart, you transgressors. Remember the former things of long ago, that I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me. From the beginning, I foretell the outcome, and from long ago, the things that have not yet been done. I say, my decision will stand, and I will do whatever I please. I am calling a bird of prey from the sunrise, from a distant land, the man to carry out my decision. I have spoken, and I will bring it about. I have purposed it, and I will also carry it out. Listen to me, you who are stubborn of heart, you who are far away from righteousness. I have brought my righteousness near. It is not far away, and my salvation will not delay. I will grant salvation in Zion, my splendor to Israel.